Destroying the Works of Witchcraft Through Fasting and Prayer by Ruth Brown. Preface. Witchcraft, as defined in Webster's Dictionary, is the power or practice of witches, black magic, sorcery. A witch is defined as a woman supposedly having supernatural power by a compact with the devil or evil spirits. A man with such power is called a warlock. Often people have the false assumption that witchcraft refers to someone putting items in their food, but that is not always the case. There are many forms of witchcraft. In some cases, it involves conjuring up demons from hell and dispatching them to churches or individuals to cause envy, strife, and confusion. Spirits of delusion, which will cause a false belief or opinion meant to mislead, deceive, or trick, are a strong tool used in witchcraft. I found in my 15 years in ministry that a spirit of delusion can destroy a marriage. For example, it will cause suspicion and false accusations to be made by one spouse against the other. In the church, divisions between pastors and members can result when this spirit is loose to attack the pastor. Many pastors have been hurt, deceived, misused, and have their churches split as a result. Another form of witchcraft consists of speaking evil words against someone. Words have life, and when evil words are spoken against someone, this can have a negative effect if the person is not fasting and praying. The demons will take those words and launch an attack. Praying contrary to the will of God concerning someone or their business is still another form of witchcraft. God doesn't receive such negative prayers, but Satan does. A person may be praying for a new business, and someone else is praying that they won't get it. I believe that's why the scripture says, "Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth," Matthew 6:3. It pays to keep the things that the Lord reveals secret until they are manifested in the natural, to keep others from attacking God's will and purpose in your life. The Lord showed me in a vision that a group of men were chanting and working witchcraft against a well-known recording artist out of jealousy. I saw spirits being sent to attack him. So I tried to reach him through one of his brothers, a hairdresser and a dancer, but he never responded. I talked to his employees and told them what God had said. I tried to warn him, but he didn't receive it. Shortly afterwards, I began seeing on television news that all kinds of confusion, strife, and mishaps were coming against him and his entourage. He fell from number one on the charts to off the charts. I wanted to pray with him to destroy the works of darkness, so I prayed for his hairdresser instead, and he received the prayer and is still being tremendously blessed. So much so, in fact, that he is now writing a book about this testimony. Recently, I was working with a men's home in Oakland, praying with the brothers there and working deliverance. The brothers were progressing well in the Lord until a new man moved into the home. I discerned an occult spirit in his eyes. From the moment he came into the home, all kinds of confusion, envy, and strife began erupting daily. I approached the man and prayed that blindness, heaviness, and bondage would be destroyed in him and asked God to reveal to him his heart. He then confessed to the assistant pastor that he was a wizard, a male or female magician or sorcerer, one acquainted with the secrets of the unseen world, or an intimate acquaintance of soothsayers. Definition, Pictorial Bible Dictionary. He admitted to chanting but would not repent and turn from his evil deeds. Unbeknownst to him, I was also secretly praying against black magic, and as I did, he started complaining to the counselors that he was going to leave the home. Finally, he did leave, and now things are slowly improving there. Prayer will either chase them out or lead to their repentance. Remember that people who practice witchcraft are still souls that Jesus died and gave his life for. God loves them and wants them saved too. In this book, I have purposely not disclosed any names in order to protect the privacy and identities of the persons involved. God is my witness that all I have related is the truth. As an ordained minister for 15 years, my current ministry is to go into different churches as led by the Lord and pray for the work of God there, warfaring against the works of the devil. I love to see people delivered. God has given me a love for fasting and prayer also. I love to encourage people because I have made many mistakes in my own early Christian life and had to seek God diligently for personal deliverance. It is an ongoing battle. If you make a mistake or fall short, just repent and seek God for healing and deliverance because He will forgive you and raise you up. People like to condemn, but God forgives. I believe a pure heart is being honest with yourself, and it's very important to be honest with God if you're going to be a successful warrior. God gave me the assignment to write this book to enlighten the church on the operation of witchcraft, so the body of Christ will not have to suffer these attacks any longer. We have the power through Christ Jesus to destroy these works and to stop them. If one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight, just think what the whole body of Christ can do. It's time for the church to stop perishing for lack of knowledge. It is also time for those to whom God has revealed this knowledge to come forward and tell all, so we can bless one and strengthen one another. Remember, church, we are all one through Christ Jesus. So let's love one another, help one another, and fight with and not against one another by fasting and praying and giving God praise at all times. Amen.